bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I'm so disappointed yesterday.
I thought you were going to say in Christina and I.
No. I would never be disappointed in you two.
Thank you. What were you disappointed in?
Great, because I did no work in preparing for this.
As opposed to normally?
Yeah, exactly.
Back to me. I was really angry, and I've never been... I can't remember the last time I was so disappointed. So I had to...
Was it sexual?
Was you worried about the thickness of something?
Yes!
Could someone not get it up?
Jesus, what are you doing with this?
I'm sorry. What's it about?
It's never happened, by the way. To other people.
Okay, I was going to say, toot your own horn.
Anyway, so yes, I was very disappointed. This is what happened. This is the Triple Threat podcast. I'm disappointed. And I want to know, when have you been so disappointed that you've had to go to the effort of writing a complaint? It was yesterday when it happened.
What happened?
It was yesterday afternoon. This is my complaint. This afternoon, I went into your Bourke Street restaurant to purchase some of your brand new fries.
So restaurant is a bit of a stretch, I'm guessing.
Yes, it was. I've heard so much about these new fries. Apparently, they're fantastic. Apparently, they're... Note to selves, a bit thicker, like a more chunky cut.
Oh, yeah, thick cut chip.
A little bit of a thick cut chip. Unsure whether they have chicken salt or not, but apparently they're fantastic.
Okay. I didn't know that there were new chips, but continue.
Mm-hmm. Apparently they are fantastic, I wrote. I couldn't wait to try them. However, I can't remember the last time I was so disappointed.
Oh, no.
Continue. Are you okay?
I purchased the fries, which were cheaper than I thought. But then when leaving, I opened the bag to find they were the old fries.
No!
They were the old fries. They were the old cut. They were not the new cut.
They were shoestring?
They were the shoestring fries that I'd hated for so long. So...
You're a little cut up.
I'm so cut up. End of complaint. Wait. So I added at the end, I would like to be compensated for my disappointment.
No.
With some vouchers for the new fries that are in the pictures in the restaurant, may I add, because I went there to the restaurant and they had the pictures of the new fries. I was very excited.
So hold on. Did you ask for the new fries?
No, I just said fries, because it said fries, picture of fries, new style fries.
But they weren't new style fries.
I tweeted them yesterday. Oh,
so hold on. Are these new style fries supposed to be taking over the old style fries?
Yes.
I thought you just ordered the wrong thing
and were complaining about it. No, I'm
but,
not that much.
But you initially took to Twitter.
Yeah, so I took to Twitter saying... Very disappointed. You can find the tweet, James_Finlay.
I wasn't going to, but I will now. Yeah. Because I believe you.
You jumped to the computer.
Yeah, I was going to Google the fries. I want to see them. All right, I'm going to your Twitter.
And read out what I tweeted to them.
Hold on, let me find it.
It's so windy. No, that's a different tweet. But.
Okay.
He can't say the name, though.
At.
Restaurant.
Restaurant. That's a person's name, the restaurant. Hi, today I went to try your new fries, like the ones in the pictures, and they were the caps lock old fries. I was really disappointed. Now, the great news is that this person, this company actually wrote back.
They did.
They wrote back pretty quickly by the look of it. And they said, oh no, sorry to hear this, ! Can we please grab some more info here so that we can look into this?
Yep.
So then they've sent you a link to their contact us feedback form.
Yeah. So I filled that out this morning on the way into the radio station. And that's where I put my extended complaint that I just read out. So I'm hoping to hear back from them soon.
So what you've done here is the new age tactic of taking to social media, of trying to tear somebody down just to get yourself some free stuff, when it all it simply could have been was, oh, bugger, old fries. I've still got fries.
Do not discount my feelings, Jess.
I am discounting your feelings in this. I think you've taken this too far, and I don't like it. I think it's trying to take advantage.
Well, I'm actually on the website of this company in question, and there are no pictures of any type of new fries.
I'll take you into the store across the road.
How do you know we're going to get them if we go into the store? I don't want to waste my time and go
into I just want to show you the picture. Anyway.
So can I confirm, Jamesy, what will you be happy with as a...
remuneration.
Well, look, I know the best way to complain. You need to put in some kind of resolution option.
Yeah, okay.
Because if people get complaints, they're like, oh, yeah, sure, but what do you want?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Okay.
So, that's why if you ever complain to an airline or something, you ask for, like, you know, a reimbursement, or you want to ask for an upgrade on your next flight or something. I don't know. Whatever the hell. So I was like, well, I'm not complaining just for the sake of it. Like, you're definitely hurt by this. Yeah. Like, fries are my favourite thing in the top five.
You're sounding like a professional complainer here, James.
I don't do it very often, but when I do it, I know how to do it properly. So I asked for some fries or some, like, vouchers or something. We'll see how we go. Well, watch this space.
I really hope that you get what you want. Now, as I know which restaurant you're referring to, you could have just crossed the road because there is another family restaurant that have the thicker fries.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. Okay. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know I was going to get the shitty fries.
I was going to tell you about my complaints, but then we just had a text in that said they don't have their name, but they went to a chicken place and ordered a meal for two people.
Okay.
The meal came with a side order of coleslaw and a side order of veggies.
Delicious.
When I got home, I found the sides to be extremely small.
Mm.
The weight for each side, including the container, was 25 grams.
Well, that's not very much.
Veggies and coleslaw, 25 grams each. That's nothing.
I love that they've weighed it, though.
Yeah, how do they weigh that?
They probably had scales.
It's kitchen scale.
Who carries scales around?
No, they were at home.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so they're probably like, this is tiny, I'm going to weigh it. Oh, yeah, my goodness, it's 25 grams.
Oh, my goodness.
I used the online form to provide feedback. I also emailed the company. It's been over 2 months and still no response. I think I need to vent on social media.
Absolutely. Send them a tweet.
Get around the 25 grams as well. It's good if you've got the stats to back it up. I think I think you're going a long way to winning.
I should have measured the chips.
Should have got.
This isn't thick enough. I've said that before.
It would be good to know that. It would be good to know about these chips because I have just Googled them because I wanted to know what they looked like.
Oh, yeah.
And they do exist.
They do exist.
Now, it's funny you bring this up, James, because on the weekend I actually went out for dinner. We went to a very fancy restaurant for my my mother-in-law, I guess you'd say. Mother-in-law's 50th.
Mm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Absolutely beautiful place. It was really interesting because I, believe it or not, guys, I'm not a complainer. If I don't like food, I just won't go back.
Yep.
Or I'll write a review on a website.
Yes.
That's how I get my revenge.
Your kicks.
My kicks. I'm not one to make it a point. Anyway, we were having dinner and I chose this fish dish that my mother-in-law and father-in-law also got the same dish. And there were seven of us. And as soon as it came, I had a bite of it. I was like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
And I said, and I looked at my father-in-law. I'm like, what do you think about this? And he's like, something's not right. I'm like, it's not. I took another bite and I was like, I just felt like I was going to gag, you know, when you just got that.
Off fish does not go down well.
But I wasn't sure what it was. I was like, is this the fish or what? So then my boyfriend tried it and he's like, it's not right. And so we all talked about it and I was saying to them, something is off. So I think it's this because the fish had like a zucchini. It was this beautiful like zucchini, lemon, grapefruit. No, not grapefruit. Squash. So I was trying to think of the vegetables. Anyway, on top of it, I ended up having, like, I just said to the waiter, excuse me, I'm just wondering if this is supposed to be extremely bitter. I'm really sorry to complain, but I felt terrible. She took it away. She spoke to the chef, came back, and they said, the zucchini's off. And they were amazing. They gave me a totally different meal. I didn't have to pay for dessert.
All of them.
They were amazing because we had three essentially that had off zucchini.
There
it
we
was
go.
Horrid.
Gets you somewhere with the food.
Sometimes you just have to say something. So, Jamesy, you stand up for yourself, okay?
Okay.
And, Jess, I think we should do some investigating for James. What do you reckon?
Yeah, but it's chips. You know, the less chips you have in your life, the better you...
the best thing ever.
Sporty Spice, this means a lot to him. I want you to investigate.
What?
Yep, you're going
down. Who am I being thrown into your battles?
You're going
I'm
down.
I'm a confrontational avoider.
Go get your handbag, lady, because you're leaving.
What?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.